mind makes and what a divine mind makes. If a divine mind makes it, it's safe and it lasts forever. If a human mind makes it, it's temporary and it doesn't last, and it comes and it goes. Because unless it's rooted in love, it doesn't need to exist permanently. I'm glad nothing in my life that's not real will last. You won't be broke forever. At the very least, you'll die first. So, but you don't have to worry about paying bills forever. I promise you. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, the fact that I have to pay bills, that lets me know that's a man-made concept. The fact that I have a love with you that you could take away from me means that it is a man-made love. You cannot lose anything that's real. That's deep. So the course says that faith must answer the call of truth. So the holy instant, which is a happy instant, is the shining example, the clear and unequivocal demonstration of the meaning of every situation and every situation seen as a whole. Faith has accepted every aspect of the situation, and faithlessness is not forced into exclusion on the situation. It's a situation of perfect peace simply because you let the situation be what it is. Just let the situation be what it is, and the situation will be a situation of perfect peace. What is the situation? The situation is another opportunity for me to give myself the thing that I say I want. Every situation is another opportunity to achieve your goal. Let the situation be what it is. If the situation is a situation where I am in this situation to experience joy, why don't I let that situation be what it is? Another opportunity for me to experience joy. How can it become another opportunity for me to experience joy? By first of all, knowing what I want to come out of the situation, focusing on everything that helps me meet my goal, and learning how to overlook anything that keeps me from meeting my goal. Remembering your good efforts and overlooking your mistakes. Knowing why I'm in a relationship with you in the first place. Somebody asked you to go out asking what for. And what do you want? What do you want to go out with me for? What do you want to go out with me for? What is it you see in me that makes you want to go out with me? Your legs? Because the course says we are very much into body parts. That is the body part is the standard by which we measure whether or not we're going to act out our illusion with them. So if you got a certain kind of body part that I like, that's the standard of acceptance or rejection of some personal fantasy that I want to act out with you. I mean, that's straight up. That's why a lot of people don't like the course. It just wipes away all the crap. You know, it gets real. That's real. Most people, when they walk up to another person, what they're walking up to the other person is to get a fantasy or need or desire that they have fulfilled in that moment. It's not about the other person, it's about the fantasy. And whether or not I judge you worthy enough to even talk to you is based on whether or not I think you're going to meet some need that I've made up that I think I have. If you meet that need, then I'll say I love you. If you stop meeting that need, I say I'm through with you. Can't you see that has nothing to do with real love? That is not real love. That is fear in a form that we like. Yeah. And I've had a lot of fear I've liked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't say let's make love, you say let's make fear. Because you can't make love, you extend love. You go, you let love come through you. You don't make love. You can't make love. You extend love. You let love come through you. Let me let love come through me to you. Let me let love come through me to you. Let me make love. Let me please you. Let me satisfy all your desires. Somebody comes to saying that to you and you fall for it, that's a sign of your own unconsciousness, because no conscious being believes that someone else fulfills and completes them and makes them happy. So the mere fact that you're entering into the relationship with the perception that the other person is going to take care of a need is your indication at the very beginning that you're going into an illusion that will not last.
Wow.
It would be something more like two whole complete people coming together to share their wholeness and completion together. I'm so full that I want to join with someone else as full as I am. I feel great. I feel great whether I'm in a special relationship or not. I'm not pining away when I'm going to meet her. or him, or it, or the rock, or the vegetable, or a really cool sheep. I'm not asking about them. I'm letting go of all these conditions I have for love. I'm ready for love. Because there's no way you could possibly be happy and not be in a physical circumstance that's perfect for you. So you don't have to worry about what it's going to look like. If you're happy, whatever's going on is perfect. That's what I like about going for the love and going for the happiness and going for the peace. Because there's no way you can really be happy in a wrong environment. Think about it. So if you are happy, I guarantee you that the people around you are the right people. The situation that you're in is the right situation. You're living where you should live. You're driving what you should drive. You're being what you should be. If you're happy, your environment is nurturing you. And a nurturing environment couldn't possibly be the wrong one. Now, what's really cool is that we have time, because time gives us endless opportunities to try the same thing over and over again until we realize it won't work. And so the purpose of time is to give us all the time we need to learn that we don't need to be giving ourselves pain to learn our lesson. We are loved by something that loves us so much that it gives us endless opportunities to learn the lesson of love. So you don't have to worry about will you get it. You're guaranteed to get it because you are being guided by a part of yourself that's in touch with God that cannot fail. So will you ultimately have your joy, your peace, and your happiness? You are guaranteed to. Yes. Now, you can either be on a roller coaster screaming your head off before you get right back to where you got on the roller coaster, or you can be on the roller coaster laughing and having a good time until you get right back to where you started. That's the difference between a happy person and an unhappy person. We all having the same ride. Some people screaming and some people laughing, but they're on the same ride, which means the only difference between the two of them is the way they're interpreting the trip.
Interpretation.
It's the interpretation of the trip that's determining how you feel. It's your interpretation of your relationships that creates your relationships. It's your interpretation of finances that creates your money situation. Yeah. It's your interpretation of your life that's making you feel the way you feel about it. Everything about your life is your interpretation. Everything about your life is your interpretation. It's your interpretation. It's your evaluation. It's your judgment, because you're the one who's judging it based on what you learned in the past. And what if what you learned in the past was never true?
Yeah.
Now, how can you tell if what you've learned is not true? It gives you no peace and no satisfaction, and when you achieve it, you're never satisfied. So if you're in a situation where nothing satisfies you, it just means that you're following the rules of fear and not love. But it means you are innocent. You hear me? You are innocent. You're innocent. You make mistakes, but you're innocent. You're not guilty. You're not sinful. You're not sinful. You're not sinful. You make errors. Errors are for correction. Loving correction. Somebody says 2 and 2 is 7, and you smack them upside the head. That's not going to make them know that 2 and 2 is 4. Punishment is not correction. Punishment is not correction. Punishment is nothing but the ego's perception of vengeance and forgiveness. That's okay. But ask yourself this, do I want to live in a world like that? If you make a mistake, do you want to be punished or do you want to be healed? If you make a mistake, do you want to be punished or do you want to be healed? If you make an error, do you want to be punished or do you want to be healed?
I want to be healed.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Do you want it enough to want it for somebody else?
Yes.
Because it's only when you want it for somebody else that you can have it for yourself. Yes. As long as you want something just for yourself, you have to get it by yourself. When you want it for everybody, then the universe helps you achieve it.
That's good.
Okay. Yes. It's simple. It's simple. We're acknowledging the truth. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter. It's funny. People feel perfectly all right cheering for a Broncos game, which is cool. I'm not knocking that. But you say something loving and they feel subconscious about acknowledging that. It's amazing. It's amazing what we value. But we're innocent. We're just crazy.
And I don't know.
And cute. Right? This is deep. This is really deep. So the core says, this simple question.